time for our little catch-up with the Vice-Chancellor of the University of Newcastle, Caroline McMillan, to find out what's been happening around the university. And good morning, Caroline. Firstly, lots of scholarship opportunities for folks at the moment, but one we want to hone in on specifically are the Mar and Morley Scholarship Program. Good morning.
Oh, well, good morning, Mark. And look, firstly, what I should say is there are lots of scholarships available for students at the University of Newcastle. So I would encourage students who are interested in getting some of that much-needed financial support, the ability to apply for that, to go online at the university and search those out. If one types in scholarships, then we'll come up the range there. But look, it is a great opportunity to just reconnect to that wonderful event earlier this year when Mr. Jack Maher came across to celebrate his friendship with Mr. Ken Morley and the Morley family, and announced a Maher and Morley scholarship program. And that offers over the next 2 decades significant number of scholarships supported by Mr. Jack Maher's foundation. So just for those listeners who may be interested in thinking of applying or know somebody who might, there are particular scholarships available for Indigenous people, for those who've suffered, as it were, some educational disadvantage, and from those students who are also absolutely academically gifted. And if people, if your son, daughter, or partner, friend might be interested, going on to the university's website and put in Maher and Morley Scholarship Program, it will come up, and I think applications are probably open until about mid-November, so there's plenty of time. And of course, you can get online and ask and make your queries if you think you might be interested but want some more information. But wonderful to see this first round of the scholarship program start.
Excellent. Some great opportunities there, covering a wide range of student situations. Now, the Hunter Business Chamber Award, what would you like to talk about there, Caroline?
Oh, gosh, we were so proud of the university, so very proud. We were there at the wonderful gala event for the Hunter Business Chamber's annual awards, and, you know, over 500 representatives from our local business community, from businesses great and small in size and scale and reach. But great to be there and part of the celebrations, and to be really surprised because this award had been kept well under wraps as the President's Award. And it's an award that recognises an organisation that has, delivered for the local Newcastle and Hunter business community. And the University of Newcastle took out the award. And what a surprise it was, what a privilege it was to be there and to receive the award on behalf of a great university that really does reach out and through our students and our staff to engage with our local business leaders, industry leaders and our community leaders to support great education programs and also delivery of research and driving innovation in those businesses. So terrific to be there with our partners and have a bit of a celebration around a few of the UON University of Newcastle tables that night.
Yeah, a lot of great work done by a lot of great people bringing that award to pass, which is fantastic. Can you believe we're just about to talk about 2018?
But no, here we are. No, Mark, I can't just wait too soon. I'm assuming there's at least 7 months till the end of the year here. There's a lot to do.
Fair call. But the university rankings for 2018.
Look, great to see the University of Newcastle achieving really our highest number of 5-star ratings in the 2018 Good Universities Guide. And this is an important guide for students and incorporates students' feedback measured through surveys, which are national surveys, and gives us a really good view of how students found their experience at our university. Wonderful to see us in that top 5-star best-in-class institutions across Australia for social equity and for retention of our students in programs, because we work very hard to work with students to make sure their investment in their program is well returned, help them to stay the course. Among the best in learning resources provided, and importantly for us, and so important for us, the overall student experience. So that tells us on the right track. There's always more work to be done, and we're always engaged in doing more work, and hopefully we'll get that done before. before 2018 is really upon us.
Fingers crossed, Caroline, that a lot of that can continue. I better let you go and spearhead that attack. Thank you for your time with us this morning.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. Talk soon. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. It is the Vice-Chancellor of the University of Newcastle, Carolyn McMillan, joining us with always some good news. A lot of great information there this morning. It's 10:28.